All right, hi there, it's Rocket in here again, and this time I am going back to the first day of issue stamp after I had a different topic yesterday. The first day of issue stamp today is Lyndon B. Johnson, and Ashes While. This was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee for the Foxborough Company in Boston, Massachusetts, way back in the 1960s. The company still exists right now, and they called it Schneider Electric. So this was typed on the company's letterhead, and the date was August 27, 1973. Mr. J. M. Pointer, plant manager, Uniroyal Inc. Chemical Division, Scott's Bluff Plant, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Pointer, for more than a generation, Lyndon Baines Johnson played an important role in the history of our country. He stood near or at the very pinnacle of power throughout many of the most significant happenings of this era. Second paragraph. Like many other, however, his valuable contributions were often likely overlooked, and especially during the stormy years of his later life. History's dusty archives are cluttered with similar instances of writers, sculptors, painters, inventors, governments, leaders too, whose achievement never really flamed into brilliance until too late. Until the spark of life has dimmed and faded away. Next paragraph. In Johnson's case, he faced the steaming cauldron of a seething, swiftly changing world. Into this mix, a regular witch brew, were liberally laced many violent, uncontrolled passions, plus only slight, more moderate viewpoints of countless others who opposed the course of national affair. Next paragraph. President Johnson eventually was virtually forced out of office. I did not know that. He departed Washington a broken man, never again seemingly to regain his confidence or to evidence his fame, magnetic charms, and people-to-people rapport. Forgotten, out of mind, and out of sight was his great society, his efforts to better the lot of the impoverished, his loyalty to the underprivileged. He was bitterly chastised again and again for his role in the Asian War, a struggle he had inherited, a conflict he abhorred, a crusade he reluctantly embraced to keep a small nation free. Last paragraph. Lyndon Johnson, our 36th president, will undoubtedly be recognized in due times for his many talents, his mastery of persuasion, his astute personal diplomacy, unequaled in American political annals. His foresight and undoubted spirit. Events of the recent past still are too fresh in mind to bring into sharp focus the full measure of this unusual man whose 65th birthday is marked today. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Producer. Okay, so I learned, I guess, that August is Lyndon Johnson's birthday. So anyway, this is my podcast for today. And if you are listening, I really would like to have some kind of a interaction, so feel free to make a comment, or I guess come back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.